Well, let's turn now to the mother of all economic stimulus programs, the US Federal Reserve's current round of quantitative easing. For the past year, the Fed has been buying up $85 billion in government bonds and mortgage securities every month in a bid to stimulate the US economy. But with the economy now improving, it's now signaled we'll soon begin to scale back the bond buying, and that's triggered an exodus of cash from emerging markets, particularly India and Brazil, in the past few weeks. With a look at the week ahead in business and finance, we're joined now by Shane Oliver, Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital. He's filling in for our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell. Shane, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thank you.
Shane, the currencies and stock markets of India and Brazil suffered steep falls last week on concerns about the Fed tapering. Why is this happening?
Well, I guess there's a couple of reasons. Obviously, the taper talk is one big factor. So if you think about the last few years, there's been a massive amount of inflow into the emerging world as the US and other central banks printed money, and some of that money found its way into emerging countries where the prospects were seen to be brighter. Now what's happening is that, firstly, the Fed's talking about turning off the tap, so to speak, so that centres a bit of a negative. On top of that, many of these countries have built up current account deficits. In other words, they've become reliant on foreign capital inflows. That's left them very vulnerable, but quite as bad as they were, say, back at the time of the Asian crisis in the 90s. That has left them vulnerable. So consequently, we've seen their currencies fall quite sharply. In fact, a basket of emerging market currencies are off about 4% in the last 3 months, and emerging market shares are off 13% so far this year, in contrast to advanced country shares, which are up about 13%. So it's turned into a fairly messy situation. I don't think it's a rerun of the Asian crisis, but I think it could remain fairly volatile for a while yet.
Talking about other crises, things are looking a little brighter for the Eurozone as well, Shane, as it emerges from recession. But the troubled Greek economy still remains the region's problem. And overnight, Greek Finance Minister Yanis Stouranis said his country may need a third bailout of almost $15 billion. He stressed that the money would be economic support and not an official bailout, suggesting Greece is still very much in trouble.
It's still vulnerable. It, of course, is the weakest of all the peripheral Eurozone countries. This third bailout was foreshadowed by the German finance minister, in fact, last week, and that had led to a bit of volatility in Europe. So I suspect, yes, it probably will need another bailout. That's what both sides are saying, the Germans and the Greeks. I think, though, that given the support for the rest of Europe, you may recall a year or so ago, the ECB said we'll do whatever it takes to defend the euro. I think that sort of support remains in place. So we probably won't see the sort of contagion we've seen in the past from one country to another. And also, you've got to bear in mind that bailout is relatively small in size.
It's 3 minutes to seven on Breakfast. Our guest this morning is Shane Oliver. Shane, if we could come back home, the opposition leader, Tony Abbott, pledged at yesterday's Liberal Party launch a coalition government would bring about a faster return to surplus than Labor, promising surpluses of at least 1% of GDP within a decade. Is that achievable and is it desirable, given the state of the economy?
Well, it's achievable. Whether it's desirable or not remains to be seen. The economy is somewhat weak. Getting to 1% of GDP from where we are now is about a $45 billion turnaround in the size of the budget deficit, because this year it will be about 2% of GDP, which is about a $30 billion deficit. So that's quite a big turnaround. It was quite relatively easy, I guess, a decade or so ago, because we had the tailwind from the terms of trade boost and high commodity prices. Now we don't have that, so therefore it will mean cuts to government programs to fund promises and also just to get us back to deficit, even if we don't implement those promises. So I think it is a fairly difficult ask. It's something we should aim for, but I think we need to be careful in making sure we don't try and push in that direction too hard, the fear that it actually might damage the economy in the short term.
The Australian share market bucked the global jitters about the Fed tapering off last week and finished in the black. What can we expect today, Shane, and what might grab the attention of investors this week?
Well, the futures market on Friday points to a rise of 22 points or 0.4%, so we should see a reasonably positive gain in markets. US shares managed a small rise, as European shares. So I think we'll start off in positive territory. The renewed talk about a Greek bailout might act as a bit of a dampener on that, but I think we'll be up. This week, I think, will be an interesting week. We've got about 40 or 50 companies due to report the end of the profit reporting season, so that's going to remain a source of of news, I guess, for the market. And so far, so good. It hasn't been fantastic. In fact, profits have been quite weak, but they haven't been the disaster that some had feared. And also, we've got business investment figures coming out on Wednesday, and they're going to be looked at quite closely because that's the big issue here, whether the mining sector is slowing faster than expected and whether other parts of the economy are starting to fill the gap. So those figures will be watched pretty closely.
And just briefly, Shane, we've only got 30 seconds to the news. The dollar continuing to fall as all this money returns to the US?
Well, it's interesting. The dollar is sort of hanging in there around the 90 cents level. It's currently about 90.3 US cents, so it's still up there.
Okay.
But I suspect it's going to remain fairly volatile, and ultimately the Aussie dollar will head lower to support the economy as the mining boom fades.
Shane, we've got to leave it there. The news is upon us. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Shane Oliver, Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital. News and AM coming up, then we're joined by the opposition leader, Tony Abbott.